Anyone who has applied for legal immigration status or has been denied may be concerned about their addresses being in the hands of the president-elect who has vowed to deport millions. But as WNYC's Sarah Gonzalez reports, people's addresses change.
When you ask this 16-year-old high school junior where she's originally from, she says...
New York.
New York?
Yeah, Westchester.
In Westchester? Yeah. But where were you born?
Oh, sorry. Mexico.
She's been in Westchester since she was one. We're going to call her Cynthia. Cynthia knows that her parents brought her across the border illegally, but she doesn't know how exactly.
It's just kind of like, I guess, a memory we wouldn't talk about.
She applied for protection from deportation last February under President Obama's Deferred Action Directive, but her application is still being processed. And now that the incoming Donald Trump administration will have her address, her lawyer suggested to her parents that they could move.
They said that's what the lawyer advised them to do. Once the data gets accepted, we should move so they wouldn't have the current address.
Alan Wernick, who offers free immigration services with the group CUNY Citizenship Now, says he wouldn't tell clients to move, but he understands that anyone who has applied for legal status may be concerned that the federal government will know where to find them.
But people move, so... You know, whether your name and address is still accurate is something that is not so guaranteed. Secondly, to go find and arrest these people, it takes a lot of resources. And, you know, you have to find the agents to go ahead and do that. And they're overworked already.
Cynthia's parents don't have legal status either, but her two younger siblings are U.S. citizens.
Of course, I'm a little scared, but I really hope for the best.
She's going to graduate from high school next year, and she's planning to be a criminal justice lawyer in Westchester. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.